know of certainty that there is a great harvest coming, saith the Spirit of grace. That which has been hard to attain to will be of great ease. Many will come into the church. The walls will be filled to capacity, says the Spirit of grace. When you see a return of the things being done in the now church that was being done in the then church, the first church, the things that were established from the very beginning, the three things that caused my church to thrive was first the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And my church was full and everyone realized the significance and stayed in a place of prayer and stayed in a place where the mysteries continued to flow through them. There was also a great emphasis, and my people loved my word. They stayed in my word. They knew that there was only growth through the power of my word. And because of it, I expanded my church. The third thing was that they stayed in a place of gathering. They were faithful to church. Daily they met from house to house, continued to stay in a place of gathering. Satan has stolen from the modern church any significance, any real significance of praying in tongues. Very few people in the church know my word. The loss of just opening up my word and reading it in the homes has been lost. And because of it, there is no power. The church can't get blind eyes opened because there's no word in their home. They can't get the flu or COVID out of their home because there's more TV than there is word. Flu, which should be not more than just a mention of my name, it should be the simplest of all things. And because there's a lack of love together, because the world has invaded and stolen the significance of how important it is to gather together, my power has gone. It's left. It's been pushed out. I did not leave. I've been pushed out. But I say unto you, the revival is among you. And it will be among those who love my word and pray in the Spirit and find a significance together. When these things are being restored, when people open up their Bibles in their homes outside of the church and read my word and pray and seek my face, this glory is coming. It's scheduled. But it can be aborted, says the Spirit of the Lord. Among thousands and thousands am I. I am to be worshipped. I desire to heal your bodies. I desire to heal your homes. And I desire to heal your marriages. But I must be sought after. I must be sought after, says the Spirit of the Lord, but I am tender towards you and merciful. Anything that you give me, I'll come and I'll reward it with great significance. Stay in the place of prayer. Stay in the place of seeking me and love my word more than you love life, says the Spirit of the Lord.